Implementing strategic alpha-linolenic acid supplementation using blended plant oils provides you with a highly scalable methodology to elevate production value.
Yeah, because production efficiency remains intact.
Right. Lipid mobilization is upregulated. The premium polyunsaturated fatty acids are secured into that highly bioavailable SN2 position, and controlled oxidation systematically removes muddy odors in favor of premium sensory notes.
It provides you with a highly actionable strategy to elevate the commercial classification of farmed tilapia in global markets, and all of that using strictly plant-based agricultural oil blends.
It's a huge win.
A whole new era of communication in the global aquaculture industry is coming. Now you have the brightest minds in aquaculture right in your pocket. And what's best, you can listen to all of them while driving to a farm, traveling, or running errands. It's never been this good, and it's never been this simple. Welcome to the Aquaculture Podcast Show, the first AI-based podcast in aquaculture, where you'll find cutting-edge insights in everything that's working in aquaculture, nutrition, health, and production. Inspired by the 2024 article titled, Improvement in Muscle Fatty Acid Bioavailability and Volatile Flavor in Tilapia by Dietary Linolenic Acid Nutrition Strategy by Chen Fang et al.
What if you could reprogram the cellular architecture of a freshwater tilapia?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, to perfectly mimic the premium lipid profile of a wild-caught marine fish. And doing that simply by tweaking a standard plant-based agricultural feed.
I mean, that addresses the defining bottleneck of modern aquaculture, doesn't it?
Right, exactly.
Because we have mastered the biological machinery for sheer tonnage, right? And feed conversion ratios using cost-effective plant feeds. But generating those highly sought-after biochemical markers, you know, the advanced polyunsaturated fatty acids and clean, volatile flavor profiles, that has traditionally required really expensive marine inputs.
It really has. And we are going to unpack that exact intervention today.
Feed formulation software is stuck in the past. Most tools haven't evolved beyond basic least cost optimization. A Diet Forge changes that. It's an AI-powered platform with nonlinear ingredient modeling for enzymes and additives, cost per gain and maximum profit optimization, and real-time collaboration like Google Docs for nutrition. Every recommendation is grounded in world-class research, built for modern nutritionists who need more than legacy desktop software can deliver. Work seamlessly with your team and optimize the way modern operations demand. Try DietForge.ai free today. Feed formulation, finally modernized.
Welcome to this deep dive into the 2024 study by Chen and colleagues. The title is Improvement in Muscle Fatty Acid Bioavailability and Volatile Flavor in Tilapia by Dietary Alpha-Linolenic Acid Nutrition Strategy.
A bit of a mouthful, but a very important study.
Definitely. The research basically isolates how a highly specific dietary lipid strategy triggers advanced lipid remodeling in tilapia.
Right.
And it fundamentally elevates the commercial classification of the fillet while relying entirely on scalable pro-agriculture inputs.
Yeah, and to give some context, the standard industry formulation leans heavily on soybean oil, right? Which provides excellent baseline energy, but it lacks the precursors to synthesize complex, long-chain polyunsaturated fatty acids in high volumes.
Right, you just don't get the same lipid quality.
Exactly. So Chen and colleagues bypassed this by blending that standard soybean oil base with linseed oil, and that dramatically increased the dietary intake of alpha-linolenic acid.
And the objective was to observe if this plant-based precursor could basically cascade through the lipid metabolism, right? Like restructure the fillet from the inside out.
That is exactly the mission.
So if we look at the macro level yields from their 10-week feeding trial on juvenile tilapia, the gross composition data set's a really critical baseline.
It does.
Because between the standard soybean oil control group and the blended high alpha-linolenic acid group, the crude protein, total amino acids, essential amino acids, moisture, and crude ash, they all showed absolutely zero statistical difference.
And for you operating a commercial facility, this is the ultimate prerequisite.
Oh, absolutely. You want to see that first.
Right. Manipulating the biochemical profile to target premium fillet quality, it just cannot come at the expense of baseline protein yield.
No. Or essential amino acid density.
Exactly. The blended oil diet maintains the absolute integrity of the agricultural output.
Yeah.
The mass and structural protein remain perfectly stable, meaning your production efficiency is fully protected.
Right, which is a massive win for big agriculture. But since those macro yields didn't budge a millimeter, I'm thinking the actual upgrade has to be happening invisibly.
Yes.
Like entirely at the molecular level within the lipid fractions.
Yeah, that is where the intervention proves its value. Because the elevated alpha-linolenic acid diet didn't just, you know, passively increase the bulk concentration of omega-3 polyunsaturated fatty acids.
Yeah, it didn't just boost the overall numbers.
No. It forced the preferential deposition of eicosapentaenoic acid and docosahexaenoic acid, specifically at the SN2 position.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right on the glycerol backbone of both triglycerides and phospholipids.
Okay, that is fascinating. And the mechanism driving that highly specific positioning is the upregulation of lysophosphatidylcholine acyl transferase, right?
Exactly. That enzyme acts as a highly selective catalyst.
Right.
It basically takes those long-chain polyunsaturated fatty acids synthesized from the dietary alpha-linolenic acid and actively esterifies them directly onto that middle SN2 position of the structural lipids.
It's like precision structural engineering, because the study also maps a significant upregulation in lipoprotein lipase.
Yes, it does.
And that enzyme acts as the primary lipid mobilization engine, right? It aggressively breaks down circulating triglycerides from the bloodstream to pull a higher volume of raw fatty acids into the muscle tissue.
That's a perfect way to look at it.
So the lipoprotein lipase secures the supply chain of premium materials to the construction site, while the lysophosphatidylcholine acyl transferase acts as the master builder, engineering those materials directly into that load-bearing SN2 framework.
I love that analogy.
Mm-hmm.
And the commercial implication of that targeted SN2 esterification is huge. It dictates the functional bioavailability of the product.
How so?
Well, human pancreatic lipases preferentially cleave fatty acids attached to the outer positions, the SN1 and SN3 positions.
Okay.
So when premium polyunsaturated fatty acids are located on those outer positions, they are cleaved into free fatty acids in the gut lumen. And there, they rapidly bind with dietary minerals like calcium or magnesium.
Oh, and that forms insoluble soaps, right?
Exactly. Soaps that are simply excreted, you lose the nutritional benefit entirely.
Wow. So by forcing the eicosapentaenoic acid and docosahexaenoic acid into that middle SN2 position, those critical nutrients survive the initial enzymatic cleavage in the human digestive tract.
Yes.
And the entire structure is absorbed directly through the intestinal wall as an intact monoglyceride.
You've got it. The farmed tilapia basically acts as a highly bioavailable functional food. Because the agricultural feed engineered the lipid structure for optimal human absorption.
That is incredible. And this structural shift on the glycerol backbone doesn't just dictate human digestion, does it?
No, not at all.
It fundamentally alters the biochemical breakdown of the fillet post-harvest, too.
Yeah, the physical arrangement of these lipids fundamentally alters how they interact with oxygen, which drive the downstream sensory effects and the volatile flavor compounds generated within the muscle tissue.
Which brings us to the volatile odor profiles. The sensory data from the trial shows a massive quantifiable shift.
It really does.
Fillets from the standard soybean oil group contain high levels of decane, undecane, and dodecane.
Right. Those are the volatile compounds responsible for those pungent, muddy odors, the ones that often drag down the market value of freshwater aquaculture products.
Exactly. But the fillets engineered with the high alpha-linolenic acid diet suppressed those negative profiles. They showed significantly higher levels of 1-octanthriol, 1-octanol, nonanol, and dicanol.
And those specific volatile aldehydes and alcohols correspond directly to highly desirable oily, waxy, fruity, sweet, and floral notes.
It sounds like a completely different fish.
It does. The dietary strategy fundamentally upgrades the commercial classification of the flavor profile by upregulating lipoxygenase within the muscle tissue.
Okay, I have to push back on that mechanism right there.
Go for it.
Because in commercial production, pushing lipid oxidation usually triggers absolute panic.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, upregulating lipoxygenase to actively break down and oxidize complex polyunsaturated fatty acids, that should rapidly accelerate rancidity and spoilage.
Sounds counterintuitive.
Yeah. So how does upregulating lipoxygenase result in a premium sweet flavor profile instead of just, you know, destroying the shelf life of the meat?
Well, you are right. If lipoxygenase operated in total isolation, it would produce rapid tissue degradation.
Right.
But the real breakthrough in the data is the simultaneous upregulation of glutathione peroxidase.
Ah. Okay.
See, the lipoxygenase cleaves the polyunsaturated fatty acids, which creates intermediate, highly reactive lipid oxyradicals. And if left unchecked, yes, those radicals cascade rapidly into rancidity.
But the glutathione peroxidase intercepts them.
Almost instantaneously. As a master antioxidant, glutathione peroxidase neutralizes those toxic lipid oxyradicals and converts the reactive lipid hydroperoxide into completely harmless, highly aromatic, volatile alcohols.
Wow. So it is perfectly controlled beneficial oxidation.
Exactly. Think of the lipoxygenase as the accelerator, breaking down the fats to release their flavor potential. And the glutathione peroxidase acts as the steering wheel.
Right, guiding the breakdown products away from rancidity.
Yes, directing them right toward the formation of sweet and floral volatile compounds.
So supplementing the diet with a targeted plant-based oil essentially programs the cellular machinery to execute two complementary refinements.
Yeah.
It engineers a highly bioavailable lipid structure for maximum nutrient absorption, and it installs a dual enzyme regulatory system that perfectly cures its own flavor profile post-harvest.
It is automated quality control driven entirely by standard agricultural inputs.
That is just brilliant for the industry.
It really is. Implementing strategic alpha-linolenic acid supplementation using blended plant oils provides you with a highly scalable methodology to elevate production value.
Yeah, because production efficiency remains intact.
Right. Lipid mobilization is upregulated. The premium polyunsaturated fatty acids are secured into that highly bioavailable SN2 position. And controlled oxidation systematically removes muddy odors in favor of premium sensory notes.
It provides you with a highly actionable strategy to elevate the commercial classification of farmed tilapia in global markets. And all of that using strictly plant-based agricultural oil blends.
It's a huge win.
Which leaves a really provocative thought to consider.
Oh.
Yeah. If we can so precisely engineer the structural positioning of omega-3s in tilapia, effectively programming it to mimic premium marine profiles simply by tweaking agricultural plant oil blends, could we soon tailor the enzymatic pathways in other commercially vital freshwater species?
Oh, wow.
Like, could we completely erase the nutritional and sensory divide between freshwater and marine fish? Because if the structural engineering is this precise, the entire hierarchy of global seafood could be rewritten by agricultural innovation.
If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to follow the Aquaculture Podcast Show on your favorite platform. And don't forget to follow us on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook to stay updated on the latest episodes and industry insights. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.